It's Texans 360, and there's sort of a special teams theme to the show today, as we heard from Shane Lechler out fishing. We're going to see Randy Bullock in the next segment, and let's check in now with Bob Ligaszewski, special teams coordinator. DP Sidhu had a chance to sit down with him.
All right, the first time we met, you told me to call you Lig. When did you stop becoming Bob and you became Lig? And I hear Bill O'Brien calling you Liggy, too.
Yeah, it's been such a long time ever since I've been, you know, young. So, I mean, even my parents in the crowd, when they want to get a hold of me, they just yell Lig, you know. So it's been a long time.
All right. In college, you played defensive back. In high school, you played linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
So how is it that you've spent most of your NFL coaching career coaching special teams? Did you play a lot of special teams in college? Or
yeah,
is that something?
I played special teams in college. You know, in college, you coach a position, and then you usually work with a different unit, and then had an opportunity to, coach a position at Bowling Green with the linebackers, and then also have an opportunity to coach special teams. And obviously, as a coach, you want to try to, you know, do everything you can to get better and help the team get better. And it was an opportunity for me to coach special teams, and I just have had a chance to continue to, you know, grow in that area. So it's been a good positive move.
So you were a graduate assistant at Wake Forest, and then for a few years at Arizona State. Was there a coach or mentor that taught you everything that you know about special teams and what it takes to coach special teams?
It's been a collection of a number of guys that I've had an opportunity to work with or meet with. Two of the gentlemen that would stand out that have had a direct effect on me is Frank Gans, was a guy I met at a clinic in Pittsburgh, and then for my last 2 years at University of Pittsburgh, I had a chance to interact with him directly in coaching, and then just, you know, about life and stuff, and he ended up being, you know, speaking at my wedding, but he coached in the National Football League for 24 years and won a Super Bowl with the Rams, and his son was a special teams coach, and so he has a, you know, great special teams background. And then the other guy I had an opportunity to work with was Pete Rodriguez, who was a special teams coach at a decade when he was at Seattle. So those two guys have had a strong influence on a lot of things that I've learned and teach, and I feel fortunate I've had an opportunity to work with those guys.
Now on special teams, a lot of players, they want to strive to be starters on either offense or defense. Is it hard to change that mindset of the importance of special teams? Have you found any issue with getting players to realize the importance of playing on special teams as well?
We find a lot of guys that just want to have an opportunity to help the team win. So really we have more of that attitude, you know, hey, you know, coach, what do I need to do, you know, to be on special teams? I want to help the team win. I want to be on the field. I want to play in the game. So we have more of that type of attitude where guys are like, hey, what do I need to do, you know, to help to be on special teams so that I can play and I can win? So we have, you know, much more of that type of mentality. Like, guys, just, you know, what is it I'll do? I'll do anything I can, you know. Just tell me what I need to do to help the team win.
You've been with Shane Lechler both in Houston and you spent some time with him in Oakland. What's it been like working with a guy like Shane, who's just the top of his game in his position?
Yeah, there's an opportunity for a coach to work with a player who has just great background, you know, not only, you know, performance-wise, but just football knowledge. And there's an opportunity for, you know, a coach to grow from somebody that's, you know, potentially, hopefully, a, you know, future Hall of Famer.
How do you feel like he's helped you grow as a coach?
Through situations, you know, that he's experienced, you know, and developing and how to handle those situations. A lot of times he's been through those, you know, and knows how to interact, you know. He has a great, you know, football background, you know, with his time in the NFL and his dad being a coach. And so he has a tremendous football background, and just being able to be through all the situations that he's been interacted in is real helpful on the sideline and then in the meetings and working with the guys on the team.
One position that you've always really gotten through to is the kicker. It seems like you've had a lot of success with kickers throughout your time in the NFL. You've always helped them achieve their highest level of field goal percentages from Sebastian Janikowski, Josh Scobie, Jeff Reed, and now Randy Bullock. What is it about kickers that that it takes to coach them through the mindset it takes to be a kicker, the ups and downs of what they need to do.
I think I've just had an opportunity to work with some really great players, you know, guys that were really confident in what they do, hard workers at their craft, and I just think that I've had an opportunity to work with some really, really good players, you know, and good players, you know, help you be a good coach, you know, so I think I just had an opportunity to work with some really good players with really great work ethic, and I've been fortunate to interact and work with them.
Special teams coordinator Bob Ligoszewski. They call him Coach Liggs because it's a lot easier to say. Coming up on the program, Mr. Mumbles is going to wrap it all up. What is that? Find out. Plus, Tom Herman, new University of Houston football coach Randy Bullock. It's all happening on Texans 360.